Blog Talk Radio. Well, good evening, Kingdom citizens. It's another day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Well, welcome to Let's Talk Kingdom. We are starting out our new year on this day, January the 11th, and I am so excited. Has God been good to you? He has truly been good to me. 2016 was miraculous, and now 2017. Is going to be even more miraculous. God is so good. Well, I pray that you guys are ready for a treat tonight. We have on the line tonight best-selling author Kelly Campbell. I'm going to read a little bit about Kelly first, but as we always do, let's open up with a word of prayer. Father God, we honor you and we thank you today for all that you have done in our lives and all that you continue to do. Father God, bless this interview tonight. Bless the listeners as they come on. And God, give a special anointing to Kelly tonight as she comes on to share what she is doing in the kingdom of God and what you, how you're using her. So God, we just honor you and we thank you for all that you're going to do tonight. And we pray that those that are listening will be blessed and those that listen later on will be blessed as well. So we give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, let me read a little bit about Kelly. Kelly Campbell is a sought-after author, speaker, and coach. She's authored three books, including The Working Women's Guide to Rehabbing Houses, The Working Women's Guide to Finding, Hiring, and Wrangling a Great Contractor, as well as instant author, The Working Woman's Guide to Write a Book in 30 Days. Today, Kelly helps women struggling in soul-sucking careers dare to design their lives, dare to go after their dream, and dare to turn their knowledge and expertise into wealth. My, my, my. Kelly's mantra is empowering working women to dare, dare to dream, dare to believe, dare to get paid what you're worth. Kelly's university programs, and it says Kelly's Dare University programs and instant author retreats help individuals with unique expertise who would be authors, speakers, and infopreneurs, help them to put their knowledge onto paper, clarify and monetize their message through an online business model, and then package their expertise into programs that serve the marketplace. Well, without further ado, I want to bring this phenomenal woman of God on because she is just blowing up all over the place. Kelly, do we have you on the line?
I am on the line. Can you hear me clearly?
I can. How are you this evening?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for the lovely introduction.
Well, you're welcome. You deserve it. So, lady, let me tell you something. You are just blowing up. I'm watching your Facebook page, right? And I tell you, you are just blowing up everywhere. I want, first of all, just to, I want you to give the audience just a little bit of information about you, not before all this blow up does, but just tell them a little bit about Kelly and how you got to this point and how you believe that what you're doing is not only what God mandated you to do, but what you feel in your spirit that this is what you were born to do.
Oh, I'm happy to. It's been a journey, Katrina. It definitely didn't happen overnight. And what I really think is the message that I share is that I had a lot of resistance to my purpose. I had to overcome my own resistance to it. My background is engineering, actually, which seems so out of pocket with who I am today, but it was the direction I took because I grew up in a family that really valued certainty and security. So what's more secure than engineering? Doctor, maybe? But that's what I believed was important, more more than what I may have actually been passionate about, so much that I, like a lot of other people, had to really dig down deep to figure out what my passion was, because I pushed all that to the side in favor of security. And I want to say it was 2001. I was working full-time in a corporate position, and someone put Rich Dad, Poor Dad in my hands. And I don't know who, so I remember who exactly it was. I think it was one of my mentors, put that book in my hands, and it was like someone had ripped off the veil, and now I could see clearly that, you know, the life that I wanted for myself was not going to happen with the path that I had chosen. The path I had chosen was very limited. And at that point, I went in pursuit of what is my purpose, and I started with real estate. That's how I got into real estate. Someone gave me Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and it just changed everything, totally changed my path.
Wow. Now, I want to go back because I almost feel like I'm just – you're channeling me right now. And probably every person that is listening on this call, because at some point in our lives, we realize that we are destined for more than just those 9-to-5. You know, and don't get me wrong. Some people, that's their purpose. But for us, that just had to say, there's got to be more. There's got to be more. I want you to kind of talk about the process that really made you. I know you said you read the book, but you had to have grounded yourself with people that really kept you motivated and kept you focused. Talk about that as being one of those people that when you realize, okay, this is not where I want to be, how do I get there? What do I need to do? Kind of help those people find those steps. Or you know what I'm saying? Kind of give us some examples of what you did.
I love that conversation. That's actually one of my favorite questions when I'm talking to someone that's had amazing success, but their life is completely different than where they started, is who mind-jacked you? Like, who got in your head and opened your eyes to something completely different? Who was that person? And so after I read the book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, that was the beginning. I got interested in real estate, but I didn't know anything about it. I didn't know sheetrock from drywall. And so I heard of a friend of a friend who was also an engineer that was building a real estate business, and I asked her to connect me to him. And then I got connected to some network marketers, and I was in network marketing. That's how I raised the capital for my first flip. I was in network marketing with personal preference. We did art shows. They're not in business anymore. But that's how I saved the money for my first flip. But one of the things that I always say about network marketing, it's not for everybody, but there's some of the best personal development you can get for free. And I was in that network marketing company, and they taught me about business. I didn't know anything about business. There were no entrepreneurs in my family. So I learned a mindset of business for them, and I took advantage of all their training, and I learned a little bit of real estate from this investor who was in the process of growing his business, and I just started looking for people that wanted what I wanted, because if you're surrounded by people that don't believe in your dream, that don't believe in entrepreneurship, that, you know, a scam or you can't do it, you don't have the background for this, you don't have the money to get started. That's a big one in real estate, is you need money to make money. And I'm going to dispel that myth for you later. But the people that you have in your life is so incredibly important. You've got to go in pursuit of people who have what you want.
Yes. I totally agree with that. Now, we're going to piggyback off of how you and I met, because you and I just, every time I was thinking about that earlier today, I was like, God, you know, God just, he orchestrates things so strategically. It's just sometimes it just blows our minds. I want you to talk about this new book that you just flipped out. I was watching, and Amazon has now deemed you best-selling author. Talk about that and how you prepared to for this launch, for this book? Because this is your third book, right?
This is my third book, yes. And
okay.
So
talk about the
so
launch that they got you
about
there.
This. Absolutely. So one of the things, I'm really good with research. And I don't know how everyone on the call goes about finding research, but I am really good at seeking out information, and Amazon is a wealth of information. I found some information there on going bestseller, and I found someone who had helped multiple people go bestseller, and I started seeking out people who had done what I wanted to do and getting information from them, and I learned a couple of things that were so key about this process. One is bestseller is reevaluated on an hourly basis. So if you can be strategic and you can guide the people who support you to the same time frame, you can really spike your sales and achieve some massive success in trying to get to bestseller status. But the trick is, or the caveat is, everybody who loves you wants to support you, but do they all want to support you at the same time? How do you do that? And the only way to do that is to create buzz, to create excitement where people are starting to look in your direction and say, what is she doing? And I would say to anybody listening, whatever your business is, if you can create this feeling that something amazing is about to happen, even if you don't know what it is yet, if your business is new and you're not even sure what that thing is yet, but if you can create excitement around what you're doing, then people start wanting to play along with you and be a part of that excitement, because we get so mundane in the day-to-day. A little excitement is good for everybody. So, you know, finding ways to engage with people and get them excited, if you can do that, then once you figure out what you have to offer, they'll be waiting.
That's it. That's it. And that's kind of how you, well, again, like I said, I know you previously before this, but that's how you got me, because I would check your Facebook page and there were little things that you were doing, like the Facebook Live. And so if we've got some business people or up and coming business people, coaches or whatever, you know, they've got going on, kind of tell them how important it is that you do these little strategic things and make it exciting. Can you give them some tools or give them a little bit of information, even some websites that can maybe help them? That'd be great.
I sure can. The first thing I'll give them is a word to live by, and that's reciprocity. Oftentimes in our own excitement, we find ourselves posting and asking, always asking the people who follow us for something. And if we make the focus about giving, it makes us magnetic. So giving a tidbit of advice, giving a free tip, a free tool, like we're doing today, reciprocity, makes us so magnetic, because now you're giving and then they want to come in your direction. So I've built my marketing strategies and all around reciprocity. What can I give my audience? What can I give them? What can I offer? So that's huge. In terms of tools, physical tools, creation tools, Canva and WordSwag. WordSwag should be an app on your phone, and Canva is a free tool, design tool that you can use. And it has made it look like I have a design team, a production team, a PR firm behind me, which that's the direction we're headed in. But a lot of that was generated by me, and I've had people contact me and say, oh, my God, I love your pictures. I love your memes. Who did this for you? And it's a little free app that you can put on your phone that will make you look so professional and so incredible and allow you to make your pictures look like they were top-notch, taken by the best photographers. And in today's market, in order to stop people in your tracks, you need to be able to give that kind of polish. So those
That's
are two
it.
Free
That's
tools
it.
That I would say have been wonderful.
Now, you're the second person that told me about Canva because I just got through graduating with my life coaching certification. And so I have a mentor that I'm working with, and she also told me about that link and that app as well. So I'm not going to sit still. I'm going to actually start messing with that. I was like, oh, yeah, you know, I got that information. But you know what? Now you're making me really, really, really want to go out there and use it. I appreciate that. So anybody listening,
absolutely,
you guys better go out there and get that link and get that website. But one of the other things that I wanted to talk to you about as well. Now, you, it's obvious that, you know, I feel your energy, and I know anybody else listening feels your energy as well. If we want you to come and talk to a group, how can people get in contact with you, Kelly?
Sure. My speaker page is kellycampbellonline.com, and they can reach me at that page. They can get information on some of the talks that I offer, but I'm happy to customize to a group. And I'm really excited about sharing because I'm seeing an opportunity to support other women in accomplishing what I've accomplished.
Wow, that's great. And look, I was going to do my launch actually last weekend, but we got snow. So I might have to call on you to come and talk to some of our guests that's going to come in. So we're going to be talking after this show.
Oh,
definitely,
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
So tell us a little bit about, like I said, I met you, it's been 2 years now, and we were part of a, can I say the business?
Sure, absolutely.
That we were, okay, all right, because, you know, sometimes people get kind of funny about what just, you know, being a part of something. So, but we were a part of Isagenix, and oh my God, phenomenal product. Anyway, you gave, the first time I came to the Women Networking event with the Pretty Girls Alliance that Elaine, I love Elaine, she invited me to, you gave your testimony. And from that point, I was sold. Nobody, you know that movie that with You Got Me at Hello? You got me with your testimony. I want to tell you that, and I know I tell you that all the time, but your testimony is so powerful. I want you to share that with our listening audience, if you don't mind.
Oh, I don't mind at all. It's a big part of my story, and, you know, my business for your audience has been real estate, but in 2012, I was fixing up houses, but I was literally falling apart physically. I have lupus, and some of your listeners may be familiar, either family members or friends or coworkers, but it was taking a tremendous toll on my body, and it was becoming a dream stealer for entrepreneurs. Most entrepreneurs, if your body falls apart, so does your business. If you're not there, there is no business. And so it was devastating to me physically, emotionally, financially, and my mother was going through the same thing. She was diagnosed with lupus as well, but hers was more severe, and she was experiencing just debilitating symptoms that took her out of the workplace. And for a lot of us, particularly the women who are on your call, you know, we enjoy work. It's part of our identity. Becoming an entrepreneur is a passion, it's purpose. So to have that potentially taken away is just devastating to your spirit. So we became very proactive at that point. I was on a mission on how we could heal our bodies. And I put my mother on a plane to New York. She lives in Florida. And we flew to a naturopath to learn about our bodies and how we could be soldiers in our own battle. Because lupus is a battlefield, and we needed to learn how to arm ourselves beyond medication. So we were able to make a huge transformation physically. My mother lost more than 50 pounds in her transformation. Her lifestyle was completely different. She got more energy than me, I'm ashamed to say. And bouncing around now, she has come all the way, and she was my reason. Some of us will agree we will do things for people we love we would never do for ourselves. And for me, I lost 20 pounds in my first 30 days of our transformation, and was able to get my energy and my strength back. And I feel that even though fitness and nutrition was not my business to start, it is my pain has purpose if I share with other people that they can make a comeback, whether it's in business or physically. And so that is a huge part of my story. I will always be open to talking to anyone that struggles with those issues because you can make a comeback.
Yeah, yeah. And you just don't know that literally that changed my life. I mean, my perspective in the last few years, along with other people. And of course, you know, God has truly, you know, continued to, you know, keep me motivated as well in my spiritual life. But I mean, just women like you and other women I see that constantly persevere through, you know, those issues to, you know, and I see you as a successful woman successful black woman that is just doing what, you know, just God has ordained you to do. So I just wanted you to know that I watch you. You're one of my role models, and I'm so excited for what God is doing, you know, with you and for you. So what did you see happening after the book? What is the plans for Kelly? What are the plans that you see God opening up for you, doors and to travel, and just kind of share with us a little bit about what you think your future is going to continue to look like?
Oh, I feel so blessed. The book is so incredibly well received. It was the minute it went bestseller, I was being contacted, coming to come and speak for different events, different groups in real estate or women's empowerment. I'm getting PR representatives reaching out to me. And it's been incredible to see be so well received. Where I see this going, you know, what I would say is the book, the title implies that the book is just about real estate, but what it's really about is perseverance and overcoming obstacles to go for what you want. And so I am banding to motivational speaking, not just real estate. Traveling internationally this year to speak was a big part of my vision board. I'm all about where can I go to speak outside of just the U.S. To be a voice and to be a presence and a visual representation of what is possible for the African-American woman. And I can't wait. So I'm also working on an online course for people that want to learn real estate that gives them access to me from wherever I am in the world. So they'll be able to go online, take their real estate training, and every week they get a lesson from me, a case study, a real-life case study of a project that took place from start to finish. What were the documents that we used? How long did it take? What did we do to the house? What went wrong? It's good to know that so that you can learn from my mistakes and start to engage with them on a regular basis, because I think that's missing from a lot of real estate training, the actual engagement. And the mindset training, incorporate that into my real estate course, because 90% of people who take a real estate course are never even going to attempt to do a deal. And the primary reason for that is overcoming the fear and overcoming some of our mindset challenges. So we have to help people grow before they can even apply these tools. So that's coming in 2017. That's actually first quarter. So that'll be ready in the first quarter. I have the online course so I can work with people no matter where they are geographically, but also engage with them and be able to offer advice and help them get through some of the hurdles that I think keep people from getting started or keep them from continuing on when they run into a roadblock.
Oh, God, and something that you said just is so poignant, because I think that is one thing that we have or we feel or we experience is that fear factor. That is the biggest dream killer for a lot of entrepreneurs that just think, you know, if I step out, I'm going to fail, you know. Talk about how you, if someone was to come to you or just share on this call, talk about how you have to get over that hurdle of fear.
Oh, man. You know, the fear is really, think of it like a muscle, like when you're working out and you're working a muscle. Fear is the stretch of doing something new or lifting a weight that's heavier than any weight that you've lifted before. That fear is your mind reacting and wanting to protect you from anything that could hurt you, but it's not really real. That's real. It's really about growing and stretching. So if you can weather the fear and push through it, then the next time you're not as afraid. You build your risk threshold like a muscle, and you get stronger and you get stronger, and you're less afraid and you're less afraid. But for the rest of your life, you're going to be growing. It's never going to go away completely. And every time you try something new, you'll experience it again. Tony Robbins talks about it, that he still, when he gets ready to take on something new, there's a little hesitation. But what he likes to do is imagine his life if he didn't do it. If I don't do this, what does that mean for me, and can I live with that? What am I more afraid of? What happens if I do it, and maybe it doesn't go exactly as I planned, or if I don't do it, what that means for how I'm limiting myself? That's what scared me into real estate. If I don't do it, then I have to stay here in this little office with no windows and limited income, and I'll never have that dream life I want. I know that it won't happen if I don't do it. So I guess I have to do it. I don't really have a choice if I want life to change. So what scares you more?
And that's so interesting, because yesterday I posted something on my Facebook page just about that, no regrets. And a lot of times you regret more so when you don't try than you do than if you did try. At least if you tried it and you fail, you can't say that I didn't try. But if you never try and never act on it, that's where the biggest times I think that we regret so many times that I should have, but I never did it. And being able to release that. And then you said something earlier about mindset. Mindset and being around positive people and people that that's key. That is so key. Talk about that. Talk about how key it is to have your mind changed into thinking, you know what, I can do this.
That's exactly it. I can do it. And even if I mess it up, I'm going to learn something that makes it better. You live or you learn. You don't lose, you learn. And we just have to get
that.
To the point where
that.
We're okay with that.
Wow. And that's the thing. It's like water off a duck. You know what? I messed up this time. That's okay. Whew. Just take a deep breath. Okay. All right. Let's try it. Let's move on. Don't get stuck. I love that.
That's it.
Kelly, I am so excited for you. Listeners, I want you to keep up with Kelly. Look for her on Facebook. It's Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, Campbell, C-A-M-B-E-L. Follow her. You go out there. You get her book. Now, where can we get your book, Kelly? On Amazon? Is it anywhere else?
The book is on Amazon. You can also go to girlsrehabhouses.com, girlsrehabhouses.com. That's the book site, and you can get your book there. And you can also download a free copy of my killer contractor interview, and that will bring you into my community so I can keep you up to date for when the new course comes out. I'm going to be looking for some people to try it out for free and give me feedback, so you might get a free real estate training out of it.
Woo, did y'all hear that? You know, we love free. We love the word. Kelly, thank you so much. I certainly appreciate you coming on and sharing with our audience. And Kingdom Citizens, you guys got to push this interview out there. It's always archived, so just know that you can go back and listen to it and share it with your family, friends, those that you know that are looking to start a new business. And Kelly, we'll be there to support you, lady. Trust me, we will. And one of the things that I always like my guests to do, and I pray that you'll do this, to close out our show with a word of prayer, and I would be so honored if you do that for us tonight.
I absolutely will, and I'm going to take it from my first book, Mighty Who Me, John chapter 1, verses 4 through 16. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in them. So as long as we help other people get what it is that they want, we will always get what we want because we're following the instructions that's been given to us. Thank you, God, for bringing us all together, for connecting us and putting the people into our space that are there for us to be able to help and offer service and for to feed the purpose that it is that you have for us. Thank you for bringing us all together into this community. Keep us well and strong, strong to go in pursuit of the purpose that you have for us. These blessings, all blessings, we always ask in your name. Say amen.
Amen, amen. Well, Kingdom Citizens, I love you. We're at the end of our show. Kelly, we love you. We thank you. And good night, everybody.